Deuteronomy chapter 13. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass whereof he spoke to you, saying, Let us go after other Elohim which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for Yahweh your Elohim proves you to know whether you love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh your Elohim and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice and shall serve him and cleave to him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to turn you away from Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to walk in. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, which is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, Let us go and serve other Elohim, which you have not known, you nor your fathers, namely of the Elohim of the people which are round about you, near to you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth, you shall not consent to him, nor listen to him, neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first put upon him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones that he die, because he has sought to thrust you away from Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. If you shall hear say in one of your cities, which Yahweh your Elohim has given you to dwell there, saying, Certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, Let us go and serve other Elohim, which you've not known. Then you shall inquire, and make search, and ask diligently, and behold, if it is truth, and the thing is certain, that such abomination is wrought among you, you shall surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is in it, and the cattle of it, with the edge of the sword. And you shall gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street of it, and shall burn with fire the city, and all the spoil of it, every whit, for Yahweh your Elohim. And it shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again. And there shall cleave none of the cursed thing to your hand, that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy and have compassion upon you and multiply you as he has sworn to your fathers. When you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep all his commandments, which I command you this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh your Elohim. End of chapter.